Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for sharing information with us. Now, from where you are, can you please describe the scale of devastation caused by the storm?
Yes, I'm currently in Benguet province where most of the casualties were reported. I've been to Itogon, Benguet just a few hours ago, and it's very heartbreaking listening to parents who are waiting for their children to be retrieved, those minors who were buried in the landslides. And there are also families in the evacuation centers at the moment, children who are needing psychosocial interventions because they have fled the landslides and they had to climb mountains just to be able to flee from harm. And it's really heartbreaking. I can't even find the word to say how heartbreaking to look into all those people a while ago.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Now, what are some of the immediate concerns right now? Are the relief efforts moving fast enough?
Yeah, so at the moment, the immediate needs of the families are food, water, hygiene kits, especially because it's too cold at the moment with the southwest monsoon ongoing, and also for children to have these psychosocial interventions because, as I said, they have had this experience that need to be dealt with, so they need a place to play and just be children again. And also for long-term needs, they need shelter and also livelihoods because, as expected, their livelihoods now are disrupted.
Absolutely. Now, do you think that everyone is better prepared this time, given that, the warnings for the storm was raised days in advance?
Yeah, I would say that preparedness-wise, the government has led a good preparedness mechanism. As early as Monday, alerts have been raised, and the local government units have been doing a lot of preparations. Evacuation centers have been in place, and also for World Vision, like organizations like World Vision, in our assisted communities, we've been doing information dissemination just to ensure that children and their families are safe. And also with your question a while ago regarding how fast the aid is coming in, government and also other organizations like World Vision are now rushing to provide these emergency essentials. Just today, we have we're starting to distribute to initially 700 people in the landfall area, which is in Baguio, Cagayan.
Wonderful. Now, Joy, you mentioned about the children, but how are the affected adults coping with the situation right now?
In Benguet specifically, for those who lost their loved ones, of course, it's still hard to talk to them. For adults, those especially who lost their livelihoods, they're very worried about how to provide for their needs in the coming days, given not having money at all, not having your house anymore. They're wondering how will they be able to start again given all these circumstances. And with the southwest monsoon still looming around, there's a possibility for more landslides, and we're really hoping that this doesn't get worse anymore.
Absolutely. I guess one of the biggest challenges moving forward is what's next, right? Now, is there any help
Yeah.
being provided to them for this?
At the moment, the government is leading the response, as I said, and also there is an ongoing interagency assessment where World Vision is also a part of. So after all these assessments are done, we can better plan how to better complement the government's efforts. For World Vision, at the moment, we are very concerned about their initial need, and as we move forward, we'll see how we can better assist them because at the moment, really, more information are still not coming in with those isolated areas that are still inaccessible, especially in Benguet, where I've been to. There are 12 evacuation centers, but only two are accessible at the moment. So imagine the number of families and children who cannot be reached at the moment.
Well, thank you so much, Joy. That was Joy Malugo, Communications Officer with the aid agency World Vision.